college affordability is a hot-button issue for many parents and students. A new report finds that the University of Wisconsin-Madison is one of the most affordable large public universities in the country. However, the same report finds that while UW-Madison is doing well when it comes to the cost of tuition, it's admitting fewer low-income students compared to other comparable schools. Our next guest joins us to talk about the report and what it could say about the UW system. Rich Kramer is a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, tell us, give us some background on this report, Rich. Who's doing it? What are they doing here?
So this was a report put out by the Institute for Higher Education Policy. It's a national kind of a think tank policy watchdog group. And every year they take a look at these types of things like costs at universities in general. They offer suggestions for state and local governments and the federal government as well. The title of this report was called Opportunity Lost, Net Price and Equity at Public Flagship Institutions. Now, a flagship institution, it's a term we hear a lot about, but you don't really hear it defined. What they were looking at in this report were the most exclusive institutions, generally large, exclusive, hard to get into public universities. And in Wisconsin, it's no doubt that the flagship is University of Wisconsin-Madison. So they started crunching numbers, and they looked at five different profiles of students with different family incomes, whether they work, whether they are single, whether they have children. And they found that, in general, nationwide, only around 6 out of 50 flagship institutions met what they called an affordability benchmark for students who are not from wealthy families.
And where did UW-Madison stack up compared to all these other flagship schools around the country?
Madison was one of the 6. In fact, they have a little graph here that shows UW-Madison is in the top 4. And what that means is we're talking about unmet needs. So after financial aid, after whatever grants, everything is said and done, they're worried about, or they're looking into what the student has to pay out of pocket after everything else is said and done. So at UW-Madison, they found that with all the different grant programs that the school is offering, the unmet need is essentially zero, and actually less than that. They found that some of these programs can give the students some money in their pockets after all the bills are paid.
So that's the upside, but the report also finds that UW-Madison admits fewer low-income students than many of these comparable schools. How do they measure that?
Well, they look at the percentage of students receiving that are enrolled, students receiving Pell Grants. And the Pell Grant is a federal program that offers need-based financial assistance for students from low-income families or students that don't make a lot of money themselves. And they found that UW-Madison had around 12% of their student body were Pell Grant recipients. Nationwide, that number is 30. And I looked into some statistics for Wisconsin, just the whole state. We're talking private schools and UW campuses. And it's around just under 30% of students as of the 2016-2017 school year were receiving Pell Grants. So that's a marked difference between what's happening in the state as a whole and at UW-Madison.
And so this report, Rich, uses that number of or percentage of Pell Grant recipients as kind of a proxy, a rough guideline to how many lower-income students might be at an institution like UW-Madison?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking to Rich Kramer, reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire, looking at a new national report that looks at college affordability at public flagship universities around the country. UW-Madison coming out among the more affordable there, but also the number of low-income students. UW-Madison not coming out at the top of that list. Rich, you got some reactions from the UW system, especially to that last part. What kind of things do they say about efforts to bring in maybe lower-income students?
I spoke with UW-Madison's director of student financial aid, and his name is Derek Kindle. And what he told me first off is that UW-Madison is what they call a need-blind institution. That means that they have no idea about a student's ability to pay when they're determining who to admit. And he said because of that, they're not aware of those figures until after the students are enrolled and they get information from the federal government about this, the financial aid packages that their students are getting. So he said, you know, it's hard for them to know ahead of time, but he said also that it might mean that they have to do a better job around the state in terms of recruiting students from more you know, high schools that have a lot of low-income students or people, students from low-income families. So they're definitely working on that. And he also says that the campus is working on that. They're trying to leverage connections with the University of Wisconsin Extension, which was kind of its own thing, but was merged into UW-Madison as part of the restructuring that happened in 2017. And so though that has county offices around the state and rural parts of the state, you know, it's a trusted place, and they have the teams of people trying to reach out and find more students that would boost that Pell Grant recipient score a little bit.
So the idea in that kind of effort, and I guess part of the idea in this report as well, is the idea that, okay, is it the mission of these public flagship universities to make sure that at least a decent number of lower-income students have access to it? Is that kind of the underlying philosophy there?
Yeah, definitely. And it also kind of it kills two birds with one stone from a university's perspective, because we're also, I just did a story last week about the number of college-age students declining in general. It's projected to decline in the Midwest 15 to 25%. So a lot of universities, we've heard the UW, we've heard Marquette University, you know, they're all thinking about how do we get more people in the door that we might not have targeted in the past, because the education pipeline is starting to slow. And so recruiting in areas where they don't normally will help with increasing the number to make it more representative, the Pell Grant recipient number, but also it gets them more students and more money.
And these are issues that I imagine you mentioned UW-Madison and Marquette. I'm guessing these are probably issues that'll face a lot of UW system schools.
Every campus. I mean, it's really stark when you look at, there was just a big drop reported in the fertility rate when the Great Recession hit 2007-2008 time frame. And we're starting to see that on the horizon, how that trickles down to the number of college-age students graduating from high school.
Rich, thanks a lot for sharing this report with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Rich Kramer, reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. Coming up, Wisconsin's fall color report is out. We learn how to use it to find the best foliage in the state. Stay with us here on Central Time.